So, why are Tea Cook loud? That's the question we can, ask ourselves. Welcome to today's episode. If you're new, welcome. If you're not, well, I guess welcome again. So, Tea Cook, Tea Cook, Tea Cook, Tea Cook. They have been so loud recently. Like it's insane. Like it's been so obvious to the point that like I kind of feel like it's unnecessary to talk about because, like, it's so damn obvious. But, some people still have, like, issues seeing or understanding. I don't know. But the question that I have gotten a lot from some of you listeners, but also that I have been asking myself, is why are they so loud? Like, why are they so loud? Like right now, like they're extremely, like, over the top loud. And I feel like, I guess, the main thing that has popped up in my head, like, as the answer, is that they kind of just want to leave with a bang. And I mean that, like, when they go in to the military, they want to be able to, in some ways, relax to know that they truly did show who they were before they left for the military. And there will be some haters saying, oh, they're not honest, they're not saying it like out loud, like technically, lyrically, like I am gay. And I'm like, well, they kind of are, but maybe not that in that exact same way. And that's simply because they're not allowed. And it's more complex than them, like, it's not about them being scared about what will happen to them. I don't think that. I think it is because they're, like, even if they would, like, say, screw it all, we just do it, we say, like, we're a couple, we say that we're gay and we will take the consequences. Even if they would do that, they are not only putting themselves in like a risky situation, but also the other members and also their family. So doing that, I feel like they think would be so selfish, and that is why they are not doing it. Like, the reason to why they're waiting is that, because I do believe that if no one else would be like affected by it, they would, but they care so much about the people, the other people that they love, so they don't want to put them in that situation. And I also got some questions like, well, why aren't they, telling with their music that they're in a couple? And I'm like, well, in some way, I think they are waiting until they are allowed to do whatever music they want, and then they will start to, talk. And what I mean by this is, you will notice that Taeyang didn't write the lyrics, and Jungkook hasn't been like a big writer on his album as well. So I feel like music-wise, they will want to release their own, like, completely their own music when they are allowed to. I don't feel like they want to lie. They don't want to write a song and have to say she just because they have to. I feel like when they do write a song, they want to do it full out, completely honest to them and what they are and who they like, all of that. So I think that can be a reason. And honestly, no one of us can know why they are being so loud right now. Like, we don't know. But I feel like they have started to kind of like mess with us. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, they are just like taking kind of chill. Like, if you have been like reading my tarot readings that I do on Taekook, You would have noticed that they're not like taking everything so seriously, and I feel like that's what's going on right now as well. They are just enjoying their time. Like, they are aware of the situation that they are in. They are aware of what's going on, and they know the circumstances. They know like what's around them. And instead of like worrying and kind of like getting bummed out and like getting depressed over the fact that they can't be in the way that they maybe want to, they have like chosen to put another spin to it. They have chosen to like make something fun of it, like, and they truly have. They seem to be having such a like honestly great time and like enjoying themselves, and I think it's just amazing to witness. And like as I said, I don't know why they're being so loud, but my guess is that they kind of just, you know, they're going all in. Like, why not? Like, is there a reason to why they shouldn't? Can you name one? I can name one. Like, I cannot name one. So I feel like that's a reason. And as for the other members, I feel like they are just like, I saw something very annoying the other day. Because some people are saying that the other members don't support them, and I do not, for the love of God, understand how you can think that. Because especially with Jimin, people are like, he's in the way, he purposely makes a big deal of him and Jungkook, he like purposely does this and that, and like, I don't know what content you guys are watching that makes you believe Jimin is purposely like splitting Jungkook, or like purposely making him and Jungkook a thing. Like, I don't know where, what, like, if we get different content on our screens, like, I don't know what's going on, but that's not the case. It's not the case. Like, that isn't happening. I feel like so many people are upset because as soon as Jimin and Jungkook has a interaction, like, yes, HYBE has a screwed up way of talking about it. Like, we know that. We know they will act like Jimin and Jungkook is like a couple if they only stare at each other. We know that. We know that, like, HYBE does that. But if you, like, ignore that and you actually take what happens, in what world is, like, Jimin forcing Jungkook to, like, I don't understand. Like, you know that with them when Jimin was watching, you know, the live with the documentary, you know, with the balloons, Jungkook made a little appearance. People were like, you can see how what's the word, uncomfortable Jungkook is with Jimin, and you can see how like he wants to leave, and you can see how much he like hates Jimin, and you can see how Jimin is like like inappropriately like on Jungkook and everything. And like, I don't under can people sometimes just, they're friends, like they're brothers, like they are allowed to like be close to each other without it being a big deal. And like, sure, HYBE is probably very happy sitting in like you know, proud that they got like a bit of Jungkook moment, you know, but we don't have to add fuel to that like make-believe thing because it's not true. So we don't need to, there's no reason for us to be like helping HYBE with that agenda. Like, don't do that. When you see them as the friends and brothers that they are. And I feel like I should point out, Jimin is inappropriate with all the members. Like, he touches all the members. Like, it's not a new thing. So don't like act like, Oh my God, he's forcing himself on Jungkook. Like, I know, in past situations, Hype has forced Jungkook together a lot. And even if this moment was a so-called forced moment, it wasn't a moment that, how should I say this, Jimin and Jungkook was upset about. The thing they would be upset about is when, like, Taekook are not being like able to be with each other. Like, they're not upset when they have to do something together. They are upset when it's forced and when it's too much and when Jungkook can't do something with Taehyung. Do you know what I mean? Do I make myself clear? Am I saying it in a clear way? I hope I am, because I just feel like this entire thing that people are pushing, that Jungkook like hates each other, and that especially Jimin is like the bad guy in this. He's not like, Jimin is not the reason why Taekook isn't like publicly a couple. He's not, like, I hate to break it to you, but like, he's not the villain in the story. He's not, so don't like turn that into something that it's not. Because you're only helping Hype, like, there's no reason to, do that. But I guess that was just my little rant. I guess I wanted to just, I needed to say it. Because, I was actually laying here meditating, and this just popped into my head, and I was like, I need to record an episode. So I'm going to turn off this episode because my family is soon home, and that will sound like a chaos. So bye, and I hope you like this mini episode, and I will hopefully be back soon. So bye.